Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Oy, mga friendship! Ikaw ba ay nahirapan mag-ipon? If you are trying to save money but you are not doing it successfully, you are not alone. As a matter of fact, marami po talaga nag-i-struggle pagdating po sa pag-iipon. Kaya nga sa episode natin dito sa podcast na ito, we are going to discuss the 7 reasons why you are having a hard time saving money. So my friends, please join me in this episode.
Hi, I'm Chinkitan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinkitan, your pambansang wealth coach. Maraming salamat muli sa pag-listen sa podcast na ito. And again, maraming salamat sa mga followers who's following me not only in my podcast channel but also in my TikTok, Facebook, YouTube channel. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Sa araw na ito, I just like to dedicate this episode sa mga sawi, hindi sa pag-ibig, sawi sa pagdating po sa pag-iipon ng pera. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, bawat Pilipino ako naniniwala ako ay dapat maging iponaryo. At bawat Pilipino, wala pa akong kinakausap na Pinoy na siya nagsasabi na, uy, ayaw ko talaga mag-ipon ng pera, gusto ko maging waldas. But the question is, how come na yun nga, nahirapan ang mga tao? So number one reason is, let's do a reflection today in this episode. Tanungin niyo sarili niyo kung ikaw ay nabubudol sa ganitong maling pag-iisip. Number one, you do not make saving as a priority. Ang alam mo, ang pag-iimpok, ang saving po is just like dieting. Pag hindi mo prioritize, alam mo mangyari sa'yo, kung di ka nag-diet, tataba ka. And likewise, sa pag-iipon, pag hindi mo prioritize ang pag-iipon, ika nga kakapusin ka. Diba? So, if you think like saving money, just like paying your electricity bill, your water bill, alam mo, ganun kasimple lang eh. Bakit mo pinaprioritize ang pagbabayad ng kuryente at ng tubig? Kasi mahirap maputulan ng kuryente at tubig at alam po natin yun. Diba? Kaya ang importante po na kailangan, tanungin yung sarili nyo, pinaprioritize mo ba yung savings? Is that the reason? Okay? So, minsan kasi ano mo lang napaprioritize talaga natin? Yung mga short-term pleasures. Yung pagkain sa labas, pagbili ng mga soft drinks, pagbili ng mga favorite drinks mo. Diba? Or if not naman yung mga favorite na ina-add to cart mo, yan ang nagiging priority instead of savings. Number two, reason why you're having a hard time saving money because you don't have a savings plan. That's the second reason. Alam mo, yung famous saying na parati natin naririnig o nababasa, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Pag wala kang plano talaga, alam mo, nothing happens by accident. Success doesn't happen by accident. Becoming rich doesn't happen by accident. Becoming wealthy, or if not man saving, doesn't happen by accident. Hindi pwedeng dahil na pagkatapos mo gastusin lahat ng iyong pera tapos may natitira ka na lang, yan na lang iiponin mo. Hindi po pwede yun. When you don't have a plan, alam mo mangyayari yan, it's so easy to spend money on things that are not important. Pero kung may plano ka, meron kang goal, di ba? Ang bilis mag-prioritize eh. And malalaman mo which are the things are really optional. It also makes you easier to stick to your budget kasi nga, ang nangyayari niyan, since meron kang plano, meron kang specific goal, di ba? So, hindi ka nadidistract. Third reason kung bakit ka nahirapan na mag-save is because your budget is unrealistic. Isa pa rin yan. One of the most common excuses for not saving money is that you don't have enough to save. Na, ay, kapos na income ko eh. Diba? Eh, wala na akong iipunin. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi naman talaga kapos ang income ang problema eh. Yung parang ang nangyayari po natin, yung expenditure po natin ang may problema. What do I mean? Diba natatandaan yun yung maliit ang sweldo natin na pagkakasya, minsan meron pang ipon, may sobra pa. Nung lumaki na yung sweldo, nagkulang na, nagkautang pa. So if you are trying to save money, pero kung ang budget mo ay unrealistic in a sense, yung income mo ay limited pero expenses mo ay unlimited, doon ka talaga magkakaproblema. So paano malalaman na ang budget mo ay realistic? Very simple. Ang realistic budget must be based on your income and expenses. Hindi dapat higit ang gastos mo kaysa kinikita mo. Simple. Diba? Kunyari yung income mo, 15,000. Dapat di ka pwedeng gumastos more than 15. Alam mo, kahit kahit na napakagaling mo talagang accountant, no? No great accountant will be able to balance the expense of 20,000 versus the income of 15,000 pesos. So, check. Realistic pa yung budget mo? Realistic pa yung lifestyle mo? Kasi iba yung expectation natin, iba naman ang realidad. Ikaw ha, mga friendship, ikaw nakikinig ngayon sa podcast na ito. Expectation mo, gaganda buhay mo, di ba? Kakain ka dito, magta-travel ka, bibili mo ito, pero ang reality, hindi mo naman kaya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Fourth reason why you're having a hard time saving money is because you don't keep track of your spending. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, kailangan mo talagang ilista lahat ng gastos mo. Pag hindi mo nilista ang gastos mo, ay nako, mahirap po talaga. At the end of the month or at the end of the year, parating itong tanong mo, saan napunta ang kinita ko? And I have seen a lot of people na they mismanage their money because they don't know where their money is going. And then ang kagandahan, once you start tracking your spending, it helps you to create what we call as the consciousness and awareness. Saan na pumupunta ang pera mo? Napupunta ba talaga to sa pangailangan o napupunta talaga to sa kagustuhan? Fifth reason why you are having a hard time saving money is because sa totoo lang, marami nagpo-fall under this category. Because you lack self-discipline. Para sa mga nag-agree ngayon, give me a nod. Diba? Ang ibig sabihin po ng self-discipline is nadidisiplina mo yung sarili mo na hindi mo ginagastos ang pera na wala ka, nadidisiplina mo yung sarili mo na hindi mo rin ginagastos ang mga pera mo na wala sa budget mo. Because I do believe if you want to become successful in saving, self-discipline is key. It requires you to be motivated and focus on your limited budget. It helps you to resist yung tinatawag nating temptation. And to be able to stick to your plan and control your spending. In short, pag ikaw po ay may self-discipline, napakadaling to be able to say no sa nginig ng laman. Di ba? Minsan talaga eh, ang hirap talaga. Honestly, sa totoo lang, umamin kayo dito. This part na ito, this is the hardest part actually in terms of savings. Alam naman po natin na kailangan natin mag-ipon eh. Pero mga friendship, minsan marupok po tayo. Marupok. Lalo na kung may sale. 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. Let's go to the number 6 reason why you're having a hard time saving money. Ito pa, because you incur too much debt. Alam mo, ang utang isa sa pinakamalaking problema kung bakit hindi nakakaipon ang mga tao. Siyempre, imbis na pumunta sa ipon, na pumunta sa pagbabayad ng utang. Agree? So, ito lang ha. Kung gusto mo talaga, seryoso ka talaga, na gusto mo talaga makaipon once and for all, you need to get out of debt as soon as possible. Okay, kailangan makalabas ka talaga sa utang. Alam mo, one of the best way for you para makalabas sa utang is change your lifestyle. Yun, magbago ka talaga ng lifestyle mo. Magsakripisyo ka. Iwasan mo muna kumain sa labas. Iwasan mo muna makipag-meet sa mga matatakong mong mga kaibigan. Iwasan mo muna yung mga bisyo na hindi mo kailangan. Iwasan mo muna ang pag-visit sa mga mall, lalo na kung ikaw ay natutukso na bumili ng mga gamit na hindi mo naman kailangan para ma-impress mo yung mga kaibigan mong kinagagalitan. And number 7 reason why you're having a hard time saving money is because of this. After everything has been said and done, let's go back to 1 and 6, 1 to 6, bago tayo mag-numbers 7. So mag-evaluate tayo as you're listening to this podcast. Number 1, pinaprioritize mo ba savings mo? Number 2, may plano ka na ba? May savings plan ka na ba? Yes or no? Check tayo. Number 3, may budget ka na ba? At kung may budget ka, realistic ba? Number 4, tinatrack mo ba expenses mo? Nililista mo ba? Number 5, may disiplina ka ba? Number 6, may utang ka bang binabayaran? Alam mo kung naka 1 to 6 ka, gusto kong sumigaw ng bingo. Talagang you will not be able to save if you're not doing this 1 to 6. Kung may mga scores ka ng 2 and 3, I hope that you will improve on this. But the final reason why you are having a hard time saving money is because you are not earning enough money. Alam mo, ultimately, yan ang pinaka-isang malaking ano talaga, solusyon. Diba? Kahit na ginagawa mo yung 1 to 6 eh, pero pagkapos ka talaga sa kita, mahirapan ka talaga. You cannot save money if you don't have enough of money. If you're having hard time saving money, it's because probably hindi ka maabilidad. Probably, iisa lang ang source of income mo. Dalawa po lang ang mangyayari dito eh. Kung yan ang nangyayari if you're not earning enough. Number 1, mangyayari po niyan, wala kang mauipon. Pangalawa, you'll be living in debt. Kasi sa totoo lang, ang mga gastusin, pamilihin, pataas na pataas, pero pag ang income po natin ay hindi tumataas, nako, magkakaroon tayo ng problema. So my question to you, do you want to solve your problem of earning additional sources of income? So kung gusto mong sinasabi mo, Chinky, I want really to earn additional income. Yan ang talagang ano ko eh. Kahit na mag-sideline ako. Then I have a good news for you. For people who are saying, I want to start an online income but I don't have an idea. You know what? Sagot na kita. I have an online course designed to help you to build your own business from scratch. If you are interested to really start your own business, I have an online course called Business for Everyone. Business for Everyone. And in this course, this will already equip you and empower you to start your own entrepreneurship journey. So kung gusto mo ng additional income, ito ang session na kailangan mo attendan. So if you want to know more about that session, all you need to do is just go to chinktv.com. That's chinktv.com. Thank you very much for joining us in this podcast episode. Maraming salamat and I hope if you're enjoying this, please give me a thumbs up or if not naman, leave a comment in the comment section and let me know kung ano pa yung gusto nyong mapakinggan sa podcast po natin. Maraming salamat. This is Chinky Tan saying, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye!
Hi guys! Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.